Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you, your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
What's up? It's Jimmy Levy, and you are watching His Glory TV.
And our partner spotlight is Beverly Hills Precious Metals and Exchange. They specialize in helping clients protect their hard-earned wealth against inflation. In business over 30 years, they can assess you in the purchase of gold and silver, physical or precious metals. They can roll over your 401k as well so that you have tangible assets. There is also a way that they can show you to get that without reporting to the IRS as well. I personally have done it. The ministry has done it. And my son Creed has invested. We know that times are changing, and it's important that we invest in silver or gold, especially silver, because silver, you can get more bang for your buck, and there's more upside. Plus, you don't know in crazy times where you need to have those smaller coins to be able to barter with. Visit our partner, Beverly Hills Precious Metal Exchange, on His Glory Family Partners.
Welcome all of His Glory Nation to Take Five. We are spreading the good news from east to west, north to south, and I am Janice White. Before I introduce our repeat guest for today, I do have a few quick updates and announcements. First of all, be sure to download our Newsreel app for everything for up-to-date going on in Israel right now, from boots-on-the-ground journalism from our Israeli brothers and sisters. You can also go to newsreel.com for the most accurate and up-to-date information. And be sure to check out the new merchandise in the His Glory shop just in time for fall and cooler weather. We have jackets, hoodies, backpacks, and more. We also have merchandise from Israel, including prayer shawls, anointing oil, and shofars, as well as many more items. There is a sale going on right now, so now is the time to stock up on your favorite His Glory gear. And don't forget, you can purchase Kingdom Fuel as well. Also, make sure you get your Kingdom Candy. I'm sure they would make excellent stocking stuffers. You got to go ahead and prepare early, as Christmas is almost upon us as well. It's right around the corner. Orders of 100 or more from the His Glory shop get free shipping. Go to hisglory.me/shop today. We also have our Thanksgiving food drive going on right now until November 11th. Use the QR code on your screen to donate. We appreciate your support this holiday season as we help families in need. And that is it for our updates and announcements. Our very special guest for today is Michelle Swinnick, the host of the Save My Freedom movement on Brighteon. She was an election judge on November 8th in Mara Corruption County and is an expert in election fraud prevention. And you guys may remember her from being on just a few weeks ago. Michelle, welcome back to our show.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming back on. I was just telling our viewers you were on a few weeks ago and you were telling us everything going on with our election system based on all the intel and information that you have, basically being an expert in all of this. But we never got around to discussing the plan on how we can get involved and how we can help. So we ran out of time. So we wanted to get you back on. So again, for everybody watching, make sure you check out Michelle's first Take Five from a few weeks ago. You can go there by going to hisglory.me, click on past shows, Take Five, and Michelle Swinnick. And this is, again, part two, where we're going to be discussing the plan on how you can get involved. So Michelle, first I want to start, since, you know, this war in Israel has began tragically, how is this going to impact our elections?
Well, keep in mind, the election is not for almost a year, okay? So you and all of us know there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to happen with this particular situation that is going to go really, really bad, okay? So I don't think you're not going to have a traditional election in 2024 if you do have an election at all, right? So, but here's the thing. Even if you did have an election, you don't get to determine the results. So does it really matter? Right? So you have to ask that question. You saw what happened in 2020, which was a complete hijacking coup of your government on November 4th, right? The third is when the results were, the vote was actually accurate. The results on the 4th were not. Okay? And everybody knows that. And that's fact. So there's no if, ands, or buts. There's no question. It's just whether or not you choose to believe the facts. And then it happened again on November 8th. I mean, it happened in the primary too, but we'll just focus on the major ones. So what more do you need to see, right? What more do you need to see? Apparently, you need to see all the facts. But my point is that you have the election vote, right, which is accurate. You place your vote, right? But then once you that vote ballot leaves your hand, whether it's in the machine at that time, depending on how it is, or you do it on the, well, the screen is different. I mean, that you have no control, but at least when it's on the ballot, you fill out your ovals and you stick it in the machine. But once it's in that machine, you don't control what happens next. And I can guarantee you many of the times what you actually are voting is not going to end up being the results. That's just how the system works, right? The system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. You're not a part of the outcomes. You're not part of the system. You're not a part of the party. You're not even invited to the party. So it's not a matter of how it's going to affect the election. The elections are already been affected, whether you had this or not. You're not a part of that. So do you want to make the decision now to actually take back your unconstitutional elections because your elections are unconstitutional? Long answer to your question, but I've got to reposition everybody. I mean, because everybody's in this cognitive dissonance world where they've been indoctrinated so much and they're so used to this election season and which candidate are you going to vote for and who am I going to support and where am I going to donate my money? Mm-mm. No, that's not, has that worked for any of those strategies worked for the past 3 years, Janice?
No, they have not.
Yeah. And they're not gonna. Yeah. They're not gonna, but let's do something. I want to set the new foundation for people. So first we have to, and it's been in the hardest part, is trying to convince people that everything that they've been told about everything, not only elections, but even about faith and their government and history has been a lie, right? So you have to kind of get that. And it's basically 180, right? Just do the opposite and go in the other direction. But you would think that the results that are in front of people's faces when it comes to any of that, would make them kind of go, you know what? At least question it, right? So I want to start with a quote from Winston Churchill. because I saw this the other day and I thought it was very appropriate for the time that we're living in, especially with what's going on in Israel, because all of that stuff is going to be coming here. Just a matter of when, not if, a matter of when. So the quote is, still, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with the odds, with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may be even a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory because it's better to perish than live as slaves.
What wisdom and discernment for the times we find ourselves in.
And that's where we are.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where we are. And I know that you guys cover this on your shows. And you have been, and you talk about it when you were down at the Reawaken America event. But only a small portion of the people in the country are on the same page, right? They might say, "Oh, I'm fighting for America. I'm on the battlefield. I'm doing it every day." My question is, what are you doing? Okay, it reminds me of when politicians say, "I'm fighting for you." I still have no idea what that means. I mean, because I don't know what they're doing.
Right.
I see them on a microphone. I see them on a platform. I know they're raising a lot of money because they look real pretty. They got their nails done. These aren't nails that are done, right? My nails don't look like their nails, right? Because they're raising lots of money. For what, I don't know. And I don't know how they're fighting for us because there's no solutions except a lot of talk. And at this point in the game, when it comes to candidates, you don't really have to say anything other than, I'm going to do the opposite of everything that's going on now. That's my platform. And you could drop the mic and you can go home, right? Because we don't need any more talking about how bad Joe Biden is. First of all, he didn't win. He's an illegitimate president. He's not even president. He's an illegitimate placeholder. Many of the candidates that are in office did not win the results, or yeah, they didn't win the vote. They won the results, okay? Because the results are manipulated. So if you're, and the only reason why that you've got people in power like that or in those situations is because we allowed it to happen. We got so scared by January 6th. But then again, how many of us actually have done anything at a different level since then? So I know that we want to talk about specific take actions. But let me give me give you some incentive here from the Bible. Like behind me, it has Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. And now, and I want you to comment on this because this is your forte. This is your arena. So I always bring this in because when I tell people what we're doing is recruiting the warriors and everybody that wants to become one, because I really need take action army at the point where you're going to do different strategies than you've ever done before.
Yeah.
So I like this quote from Judges 6:12, because Judges is when Gideon's army showed up, right? The Gideon 300.
With
Gideon
300, Judges, yeah.
Gideon and then 6, 7, yeah. And 8. Here's the quote, and then are the Bible verse, and then I want you to fill people in on what that is, because that's the time that we're in now. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." So again, he's constantly telling you, "I'm here. I just need you to do the action that I'm asking you to do." So give everybody a little bit about the story of the Gideon 300 and why that's so powerful now, because we don't have the numbers that you would think we do, because there's not a lot of people that are willing to take the action.
Well, the takeaway from this, and then I know that, you know, we do have a short amount of time, Michelle, and I want to get out to the action plan. But the takeaway from this is that Gideon seemed to face insurmountable odds. And you mentioned it, with 300 men. That's it. Yet he was victorious. Why? Because he stood up for what was right and he stood up for God. And so even though in times like this that we find ourselves in, we may seem like it might be an impossible task. And that's what the mainstream media wants you to believe. And that's what, you know, all these higher powers want you to believe. However, the truth is, first of all, you have to take action. Gideon had to say, "Yes, mm-hmm. I will go forth and I will be a warrior for God." So he had to, one, be obedient. And two, he had to have faith that God would protect him. And he did. And so that's the times we find ourselves in. Again, nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes, nothing new under the sun. And if you look throughout history, a lot of times it's a small group of people standing up, a remnant of people that are victorious because they have no fear except for Almighty God and being obedient to Him.
Beautiful. That's so nice. That was perfect. Now that's a segment you guys need to listen to and clip that guys over in the production studio. All right. So with that being said, there's a lot of people out there that are fighting. Okay. But yeah, you really got to rein in on what you're doing, because I'd say 99% of your efforts are being wasted. You're wasting your time, you're wasting your energy, and you're wasting your money. And what I did is I put a simple plan together. And it's all the stuff that I've been talking about for 13 months when we started first with the Ban the Machines, the Voting Machines campaign here in Arizona. Okay. So apparently, in order for it to become official, you have to put it on a piece of paper. You have to then say it's an official 5-point plan. And then all of a sudden people go, oh, you have a 5-point plan. I said, okay, all I've done is taken all the things that I've talked about, and then I've just put like some little phrases to it and some bullet points. Other than that, there's nothing new under the sun. But my point is, you're going to eliminate the other stuff, but this stuff's pretty bold. Okay. I mean, what I say on my show is pretty bold. What I say on other shows is pretty bold because it's the facts and the truth. So it's a 5-point pray, plan, take action strategy. Okay. Because you always got to start the date with the prayer, right? You just went and did a beautiful example of how prayer works, right? And what it works when you follow what God is telling you to do, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You're always going to pray, plan, take action. That's your solutions to everything. But now you actually need the steps, right? So this is a strategy literally to take back America and your unconstitutional elections, because you can all go and you can campaign all you want for people. You can give them all the money in the world. You can give them $10 billion. You can give Trump $10 billion. The whole country can vote for Trump again, and he will not win the 2024 election because the election system is so fraudulent and corrupt, right? So you have to change everything. And meanwhile, none of these politicians, and I take Trump out of this mix. I just use him as an example because you're going to remember what happened in 2020. But I'm going to take him out of the example because when it comes to fundraising and it comes to how things are working for him, that's a whole different strategy. Don't even go there. It has nothing to do with you. He's not here to save you, right? He's not another fault. I wouldn't put him in the category of false prophet like I do all the other politicians, which I'll read this from Lamentations real quick. Lamentations 2:14, your prophets have said so many foolish things, false to the core. They did not save you from exile by pointing out your sins. Instead, they painted false pictures, filling you with false hope. That's all your politicians and all your candidates. None of them are on your side. I don't care if they have an R next to their name. I don't care if they're Matt Gaetz. I don't care. It doesn't matter, because not one of them has stood firm on investigating the elections, the election process, and has gone all in on making sure that it was actually completely upheavaled and reformed and actually put into a system that's real. Okay. None of them have done that. So until I find a politician that's hanging their hat on that, but yet still wants to run because they're already in it. And any candidate that wants to jump into the mix, they're not there because they think they're going to win unless they've been chosen. Okay. That's just how it works. So none of these guys are on your side. They're all in it for themselves. So you need to understand that. You need to understand that. And the elections are supposed to be run by the people. So everything about our election process is unconstitutional. So that's why we're saying you have to take it back. Until you take it back and you have control of the elections, which you can actually do that tomorrow if there was enough people saying, heck no, we won't go. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. All right, let me go over the 5 points. Five points.
Because I was going to say, how do they do that, Michelle? Like what, somebody watching and they're just not sure what to do. How do they, so your 5 points are going to go into how they can take action now.
The five major things. But first of all, the easiest thing to do is join us, okay? Because this is all I talk about all the time, and I'm releasing the plan. I'm going on every show, and then I'm getting as many of the people that are influencers and group leaders to get on board because you have to have volume. Volume meaning you got to get really, really loud, and you need a lot of people. In the situation, I would love it if we only needed 300 because it's Gideon, but yeah, we're going to need more than 300 just because of how how it works when we go to the Board of Supervisors and there's only 15 of us, and they basically tell us to pound sand and treat us like the little plebes and peons and slaves that we are. So if I only had 300 people that showed up at the Board of Supervisors meeting, 300 is not enough. So 300 was fine for there, but for that, we need more than 300, okay? So I want you to go to savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us, that's our Substack. There's multiple websites all intertwined in that. You look at the header, you'll see all the information, and that's the easiest way for me to communicate. Plus, my show is on brighteon.tv at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Fridays. I'm going to be doing a lot more lives because we have a short window of time to get you guys to take action, all right? So that's your first step. So now here's the 5 points. And I'm going to go into detail after I list them. It's called money, hold them accountable, ban the machines and take back your unconstitutional elections, citizen grand juries, and appoint the electors for the Republican nominee. That's your 5-point strategy that will actually take back your country and your unconstitutional elections. And those are things that most people aren't talking about because nothing else matters. Because again, you don't get to determine who gets put in office. That was taken away from you. Okay, your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote was taken away from you by the election process and the election system and the people that operate it. Okay, the machines are just one of the components because it takes human beings to actually program the machines, but it also takes human beings to create the entire system. And then it also takes human beings to not stop the system, which is your existing politicians and all these groups that are running off of election integrity, like Cleta Mitchell and her group. In 2022, they raised $40 million. There are no results. And she's provided no solutions because there's no money in solutions. There's only money in pretending to fix things. Okay. That's why she has $40 million and I have zero, because I have solutions. She's got a lot of rhetoric and a lot of teams, but they're going to keep losing because they don't care. Okay. It's like pro-life, pro-choice. Neither side could care less about the actual issues of the baby. They both are there to raise money and they both don't care which, if you have Roe v. Wade or not, because one can fight for, one can fight against. That's how the system works on everything. And we are just tuning into that. But what are we doing? We're giving money out to everybody and then some. No more money. So when it comes to candidates, no money. Politicians, no money. Stop giving them their money. Because all you're doing is enabling a drug addict, right? Yeah. They're not standing up for you. I'm going to read this because then maybe this will help. So in the Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Declaration of Rights, Section 2, Political Power and Purpose of Government. Okay, these are the people that you are now giving money to. It said they're going to fight for you, which we have no idea what the hell that means, right? And they don't. And if there is a good one, they're not going to win because they haven't been chosen, because they're not a part of the system. They're not a part of the uniparty. All political power is inherent in the people, and the governments derive their just powers from consent of the governed, which are the politicians and the people in office. And they are established to protect and maintain individual rights. These people do not protect and maintain your individual rights. They have never even protected and maintained your individual right to choose your sacred right to choose your representatives to your vote, not to mention your sacred right to have a closed border. They're not doing that. I'm in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. We got a wide open border, but we had a wide open border when we had a Republican governor. Okay, so it doesn't matter. They're all the same. They're all part of the uniparty. So the number one thing you got to do is stop giving them money, because it's your money, and they're not going to. You'll do more. You're better off taking that money and lighting it on fire than handing it to a candidate or a politician. I don't care who it is. And Trump right now doesn't need your money. If you want to give it to him, these are just suggestions. You people right. Do what you want. But what I'm saying is, I would rather see you go and give your money to maybe that one or two good groups that are out there that are actually doing something, or perhaps go buy some prepared food items, or make sure that you could get some extra water in your house, or maybe you want to get like a Berkey water filter. So get yourself prepared for what's happening. I'd rather see you do that with your money, because the candidate if it's they're already in, they're going to stay in unless they need to be removed. And then it's going to, I'm just looking Democrat, Republican, and because I'm sure your show is mostly Republicans. And then if for some reason that they need to be removed, then the establishment and the Uniparty is going to replace them. And your person, if their person is so great, they're not getting in. Okay? That's just how it works. Because just look at the past two election cycles. Okay? So not only are you going to not give anybody money, because it is, like I said, it's like on Bugs Bunny, you got rabbit season, you got duck season, it's hunting season. It's candidate season. That means they're sniffing around for donation season. Because all they care about is their money and their position in office and to be in office. Because it takes a really sick individual to want to be in that, in office, in this environment. Like, I would run for Secretary of State in a second in Arizona if you didn't have the current election system, because I've already solved the problem. But I would never do it in this current election system. So anybody that wants to run in this current election system, there's something not right about them, okay? Something not right, because why would you want to get involved with that if you know you can't change it? If you know you have no way of changing anything or making a difference. You can make more of a difference outside. You guys make more of a difference politically with this show than any politician that's in office at any level, okay? And they know that. They're not there to make a change. Otherwise, they would be doing it outside of a candidate run. So you're going to also contact any politicians that you have donated to in the last two election cycles and demand your money back, because you got sold a bill of goods. Okay. And unless they've done amazing things for you, and I would love to know who that person is. So please reach out, email me and let me know and tell me the story, because I'd love to know. Otherwise, then you call and get your money back. Because it's the same thing as if you went to the grocery store and you got home and you're like, this meat's bad. Like, why? How? Because this is expired. Or you bought a product and it didn't work, so you took it back to the store. Okay? We don't hold, and then this segues into the second one. You got to hold these people accountable. You got to hold your legislator accountable. You got to hold your administrators accountable, because they're in different positions. And the reason why they run us over, it's because they know we don't do that. You need to email them. You need to call them. You need to text them. You need to go to their meetings. You need to go to the special speaking events that they go to, where they just think that and people put them on pedestals. Again, false idols. Yeah. Okay? There's one entity that you should be worshiping. It's God. Well, Jesus and God. Exactly. Okay? Put them together, right? So the moment that you put confidence and you put somebody else on a pedestal, it's over, okay? You're just like the rest of them. You don't need to do that. That's why we continue to not have results and lose, because you are worshiping.
It's so easy to send them an email or look up the phone number for your representatives. And actually, on today's news segment, we're doing that. We're putting out a phone number to call about, you know, this whole mess with Speaker of the House going on right now. But it's so easy to contact them, but most people have never done it. And so that's just one way of several that you can fight back. And it's relatively easy to do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not difficult. We got a 2-minute warning already. Oh my goodness. Okay. So you're going to be doing that. And all this information's in our take action toolkits that we do. And then what I want you to do is when you go to savemyfreedom.us, if you look on the first tab on the top, it says ban the voting machines. You're going to click on that. You can do that once a day, every day. And it takes less than 2 minutes. That's part of the campaign. It also has in Arizona. And the reason why I want you to get behind Arizona, we'll get to the other states in a second. It's just that we have the most momentum. We've got the most traction here, because we also have what Brock talked about on the other show. We have that court case that proves that the elections are unconstitutional. The subpoenas went out. They denied them. Daniel Woods this week is going to be, and it should be in the next day or two, filing their final document, which basically now opens the gateway for all the states to get involved and to file the similar documentation that he has, similar court case. That is going to basically show you without a doubt that because these politicians that are in office took the wrong oath all across the country, they're not even eligible and valid to be in their position. So right now you don't even have a functioning government, because they've all vacated, because they're in there illegally like a bunch of squatters. So when I say don't support these people, they didn't even take the right oath, not to mention they didn't even abide by the oath that they did take, which is everything against you. And then the citizen grand juries, you'll get more information on that, because it requires people. We're going to focus on Cochise County here and appointing the electors. Right now, you have 308 electoral votes that are held by Republican majority states. So if you put the political pressure on the legislators to say, I want you to appoint the electors for my state, like in Arizona, we have 11 right now, they can do it this morning. So 11 of those will go to the Republic. Our 11 electors for the presidential candidate could go to the Republican nominee, say it's Trump. Trump would be able to win the presidency immediately. Okay.
Wow.
So these are strategies. Okay. And this is, there's 308 of them. There's 308 right now. And the this is in the Constitution. See, I'm only giving you stuff that is common sense and Constitution, because all the other stuff doesn't is a losing strategy. So by having that, you could actually, you could secure Donald Trump to be the president, even though he did win the last election. You could secure that by holding your legislators accountable. And they hate when you hold them accountable because they think they're superior. They're not. They are your servants. That is their role. I'm not even making that word up. That's actually their job description. So the fact that we don't hold them accountable, and we never have, is the major problem. But when we do, and we did it here in Arizona, they push back because they didn't know what to do. As one of our we got one good guy here as Jim O'Connor. He's the corporations commissioner chair. He's the only good person I could say that is in government here in Arizona. And he said, Michelle, if you push back on these people, I've been around them for 25 years, they'll fold like a cheap suit. And as soon as we put pressure on them, and we were just asking them questions, like, why didn't you do this? Or what's the, and we were very nice, because they all are controlled. They're all controlled by handlers, or they've committed some things that they should not have done. I don't want to say crimes, but you can fill in the blanks. Okay. And you're talking about money laundering. You're talking about fraud. You're talking about all kinds of stuff that came out in Arizona here in February, when we started to wake up. We started to read the Constitution. We started to read the statutes. We started to read their own rules and go, This is not what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think all eyes are on Arizona. Yeah. Everybody's starting to see. I think people are starting to wake up somewhat. I mean, we still have a lot of work to do, but I think
we can do it quick.
Yeah. We need to do it quick. And that's the urgency, because like you said, the 2024 election, the primaries are coming up in March. And so, Michelle, sadly, we are running out of time.
Always run out of time.
I know.
Always run out of time.
You have so much information. You're just such a wealth of knowledge about all of this. Michelle, where can everybody go to find more updated information, your podcast, where you go into great detail about all of this, and your 5-point plan?
Yeah. So go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us, and you're going to subscribe. That's the Substack. Now, when you go on there, that's how I'm communicating. It makes it so much easier for me to send out information. But it's on social media too, and our show's on Friday at Brighton TV at 7 p.m. Pacific or 7 p.m. Eastern time. But if you look, and when you're on the Substack, I made it into a website. So there's headers on the top. So it'll say Rumble, which is where the shows are, and the Take Action Toolkits. And it also, and that's the video portions of them. And it says, if you want to watch live, it's on there on demand. Our show, Jesus Rocks, which I know your audience is going to love.
Yes.
There's 23 evergreen on-demand episodes. Last week's episode that I reran, that's on Brighton on Sundays, but the full episodes, JesusRocksLive.com. But it says on there, Jesus Rocks, click on that. Was war, what is it good for? Making Satanists wealthier. So I'm telling you, these shows are amazing. If anything you get out of this, you're going to get the most out of the Jesus Rocks. But I incorporate that into my shows on Fridays. Lucy DeGrazia does an amazing job. But if
that's
you go there,
awesome.
You can click the social media tabs. Follow us on Twitter. That's the one I'm most active on. And that's where we're calling out these legislators. But my call to action to you guys is, I want you to join us, because Arizona is leading this. Because everything that's going on here with Daniel's court case, right? You have stuff that's happened in the past. Yeah, you've got a lot of attention. We've been working on pushing back on our legislatures, but we need more people, because there's not enough people in Arizona that are willing to get active, that we need other states to jump on board. But at the end of the day, remember, I did the investigation into November 8th here in Mayor Corruption County. I know everything that happened. And everything that I know is public documents and public information that has never been exposed by any of these other people, these court cases, these candidates. So when I finally get all that information out, we're just trying to figure out how to present it to you guys, because it's so overwhelming. It will destroy the machines, and it will destroy the election process. It'll expose a lot of people. But that's what I'm saying is that's the icing on the cake. But the key to this is if you guys don't care about that information and you don't care about what we're trying to do now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anything that I can give you every guilty person. I can give you, I have the cure for election cancer and actually what caused the cancer. But if you guys don't care about it now and you're not pushing back and demanding this information from your legislators, meaning the ones here in Arizona, nothing I tell you matters. Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely. So, we need freedom-loving Americans. Yes, we need freedom-loving Americans to take a stand right now. Michelle, thank you so much for your call to action. Thank you for wearing your His Glory shirt today.
That's right. I got the His Glory shirt out. So make sure you go over to the store and love buy some it. His Glory love it. Here.
Thank you so much. God bless you for the thank work you, you're friend. Doing. And take care. We'll have you back on again soon to go over and into detail about more of your reports. Michelle Swinnick, thank you so much. To everybody watching, thank you for being with us today. God bless you. God bless Israel, and go in His shalom.